Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Social Rhythm Therapy Workbook for Bipolar Disorder. Stabilize your circadian rhythms to reduce stress, manage moods, and prevent future episodes. By Holly A. Swartz, MD. Narrated by Carrie Coelho. Publisher's Note. This audio edition references worksheets that can be downloaded at newharbinger.com/51246. Forward. Dr. Holly Swartz's impressive volume, The Social Rhythm Therapy Workbook for Bipolar Disorder, Stabilize Your Circadian Rhythms to Reduce Stress, Manage Moods, and Prevent Future Episodes, fills a critical gap in the effort to bring the benefits of social rhythm therapy, SRT, to the broadest possible audience. Although medications are the foundation of bipolar disorder management, behavioral treatments are an essential part of care. This workbook will provide you with behavioral strategies you can use to better manage your moods. You will learn to identify, track, and create regular daily routines, a scientifically proven way of enhancing mood stability. Each chapter provides knowledgeable tips and exercises to facilitate your journey to wellness. When I developed interpersonal and social rhythm therapy, the progenitor of SRT, almost 30 years ago, I could not have predicted how relevant it would become. The circadian basis of bipolar disorder has emerged as one of the most plausible explanations for the illness. A growing body of evidence underscores the importance of circadian rhythm regularity for those with mood disorders, and indeed, many other health conditions. Thus, a workbook on SRT is both timely and well-aligned with existing knowledge about circadian rhythms and health. Dr. Swartz and I routinely receive requests from therapists around the world who want to be trained in this treatment approach so that they can offer it to their patients. We also receive numerous requests from individuals living with bipolar disorder who seek therapists skilled in this modality. Even with the help of our many colleagues who are experienced SRT providers and trainers, there is no way we can possibly meet this need. Happily, this workbook brings SRT to all who wish to improve the stability of their social rhythms, from the convenience of their homes. It extends the reach of SRT to many who will benefit from its techniques. With this beautifully written and exceptionally detailed explanation of what individuals with bipolar disorder can do on their own to achieve the more regular daily routines that are the core of SRT, self-directed treatment has become a possibility. For those fortunate enough to have a therapist who is already trained in social rhythm therapy, or who is willing to learn along with you, this book provides an outstanding adjunct to treatment. When training therapists in SRT, I often say that it's basically living life as your grandmother would have told you to live it. Wise grandmothers tell us to get up at the same time every day, eat regular meals, stay active, spend time regularly with those you care about, and get a good night's sleep. Now you can put your grandmother in your proverbial pocket and keep her with you all the time, guiding you to increased mood stability, better general health, and more enjoyment of your life. Ellen Frank, PhD, Professor of Psychiatry and Psychology Emerita, University of Pittsburgh, author of Treating Bipolar Disorder, A Clinician's Guide to Interpersonal and Social Rhythm Therapy. Introduction. If you seek new skills to better manage your bipolar disorder, this book is for you. Unlike most other self-help approaches, social rhythm therapy, SRT, focuses on the relationship between circadian rhythms, biologic processes that run on an approximately 24-hour schedule, and mood. Through a series of guided exercises, you'll learn to recognize and regularize your daily routines, social rhythms, with the goals of stabilizing circadian rhythms and improving mood. Following this research-proven approach to improving health, you'll acquire new and biologically informed strategies to gain better control over your bipolar disorder. Why is this workbook unique? Abnormalities in circadian rhythms, or biologic clocks, have been implicated in the onset and maintenance of bipolar disorders. SRT consists of novel behavioral strategies to help individuals stabilize their biologic clocks, which in turn helps stabilize mood. SRT is the only circadian-focused therapy for bipolar disorders, and this workbook is the first to focus on this treatment. What is social rhythm therapy? Interpersonal and Social Rhythm Therapy, IPSRT, was developed and tested by Ellen Frank and colleagues at the University of Pittsburgh as a treatment for bipolar disorder. IPSRT comprises two components: interpersonal psychotherapy, which targets problematic interpersonal relationships, and SRT, which targets biologic clocks. SRT comprises a set of principles and strategies originally developed for IPSRT, a well-established therapy for bipolar disorder. Over time, social rhythm elements were distilled from IPSRT and organized into a separate, freestanding treatment framework, now known as SRT. This workbook is a self-guided version of SRT, the component of IPSRT that focuses on circadian rhythms. What can I expect from this workbook? This workbook walks you through steps you can take to stabilize your circadian rhythms by developing more regular routines. Each chapter provides information about biologic clocks, bipolar disorder, and social routines. Chapters also include exercises to better understand and then modify your daily rhythms. You'll learn how to use a self-assessment tool, the Social Rhythm Metric, SRM, to monitor and modify your social rhythms. You'll be asked to rate your mood and track your social rhythms daily. Copies of the SRM can be found on New Harbinger's website for this book, newharbinger.com/51246. As you develop more regular routines, your mood will improve. How to use this book. Aim to complete one chapter per week. Each chapter is conceptualized as a weekly lesson. Week-long pauses between chapters give you time to collect information about your routines on the SRM, and therefore a clearer idea of changes you wish to make. Reviewing your SRM weekly will provide you with useful information as you advance through the chapters. Work at your own pace. Although the book is envisioned as 11 weekly lessons, you should decide what pace works best for you. Some individuals will be eager to forge ahead, listening to the entire workbook over a short period of time. Others might need to take more time working through the exercises. In the end, you'll find your own rhythms, pun intended, for moving through the book. Use this workbook by yourself or with a therapist. Although designed as a standalone workbook, you may wish to share the results of your social rhythm monitoring and goal setting with your therapist or doctor so they can support you in your work toward attaining regular rhythms. Therapists may choose to supplement individual or group therapy, assigning between-session activities and exercises from the workbook. Plan to complete the SRM daily. While working on your social rhythms, you should complete your SRM daily, beginning with Chapter 2. Daily monitoring will help you get the most out of this workbook. Of course, many people struggle with daily monitoring. This workbook includes plenty of tips if you have difficulty completing your SRMs. Behavior change is hard. If you've ever tried to lose weight or stop smoking, you know that behavior change is rarely easy. The process of changing your social rhythms, like any habit, can be hard. In this workbook, you'll be encouraged to set goals for yourself. As you move through the workbook, push yourself to change your social rhythms, but also be kind to yourself if you falter. Improvement rarely moves in a straight line. Give yourself permission to take a few detours on your path towards social rhythm regularity and mood stability. Chapter 1. What are circadian rhythms and body clocks? Have you ever noticed that you're sleepy when you should be alert? Or wide awake when it's time to sleep? Do you get hungry outside of regular mealtimes? Does your energy level lag in the morning and pick up later in the day? If you have bipolar disorder, you have probably struggled with most, if not all, of these issues. Problems with sleep, energy, mood, appetite, and activity are core features of bipolar disorder. They are also greatly affected by circadian rhythms and body clocks. Circadian rhythms are patterned physiologic activities and behaviors that run on an approximately 24-hour schedule. For example, the sleep-wake cycle. Circadian rhythms and the body clocks that control them will be explained in detail in this chapter. If you have bipolar disorder, you have differences in your biology that make you more likely to have unstable circadian rhythms and body clocks. Abnormalities in circadian rhythms may underlie the development of mood disorders, such as bipolar disorder. When your circadian rhythms are unstable, your mood is worse. Interestingly, some medications used to treat bipolar disorder may work by improving circadian stability. Behavioral strategies can also help to stabilize body clocks, thereby helping you feel better. When your body clock and circadian rhythms are stable, your mood will be more stable too. This workbook focuses on helping individuals with bipolar disorder understand circadian rhythms and body clocks and learn skills to keep them running smoothly. These skills, known as social rhythm therapy, SRT, will help you feel better and stay well. Learning to manage your social rhythms and routines will help you to take control of your bipolar disorder. In this chapter, we'll explore the science behind circadian rhythms and body clocks. We'll examine relationships between circadian rhythms and bipolar disorder. You may not be aware of them, but circadian rhythms have a big impact on your body and your mood. Learning more about circadian rhythms and body clocks is the first step in gaining better control of your body's rhythms and your bipolar symptoms. What are body clocks? Body clocks are biologic processes involving genes, proteins, and hormones that keep circadian rhythms running smoothly, following an approximately 24-hour pattern across the day. If you have bipolar disorder, your body clocks are less regular than in someone without the illness. Since many behaviors are affected by body clocks, e.g., sleeping, energy levels, eating, having bipolar disorder puts you at risk for having irregular patterns of sleep, energy, and hunger. Irregular body clocks and circadian rhythms are both a consequence of having bipolar disorder, i.e., your genes and biology predispose you to having irregular circadian rhythms, and a result of bipolar disorder mood shifts, i.e., bipolar mood episodes can themselves contribute to disturbances in circadian timing. Kylie has bipolar disorder. Her sleep schedule, energy level, and appetite are very different from her roommate Allie's. Allie, who doesn't have bipolar disorder, seems to effortlessly wake up at 6:30 a.m., work out for an hour, and arrive at work before 9 a.m. in good spirits. She's energetic and cheerful in the morning. She eats 3 meals daily, seems to have an even mood, and has a stable romantic relationship. Falling asleep by 11 p.m. each night is not a problem. Allie's biology makes it easy for her to stay on a regular schedule, helping her body clocks stay in sync with the external environment. In contrast, Kylie is constantly off schedule or out of sync with her environment. Although she sets an alarm for 7 a.m., she often sleeps through her alarm or rolls over when it goes off because she's too tired to get up. She's been late for work so often that her job is in jeopardy. She's irritable and sluggish in the mornings, drinking coffee to stay awake. She can't concentrate well until early afternoon. Usually, she takes a nap as soon as she gets home from work instead of eating dinner. Her meals are all over the place, at random times throughout the day. Although she knows she must get up at 7 a.m. to go to work the next day, she has a lot of trouble falling asleep before 1 a.m. She notices she's more energetic at night and doesn't feel like going to bed. She spends the evenings trying to catch up on household chores, but often gets derailed by social media and video streaming. By 1 a.m., she forces herself to lie down, although she often feels she could keep going for another few hours. Kylie's biology means that her natural body clock runs later than the clocks in her environment, likely related to having bipolar disorder. She constantly feels like she is off schedule relative to her work expectations and compared to friends like Allie. Being off schedule has a negative impact on her mood, life, and energy. Disrupted body clocks lead to disturbances in sleep, energy, mood, appetite, and activity. Like Kylie, if your body clock is out of sync with external clocks, it can be difficult to get up for work on time, keep a household running, and maintain healthy relationships. Although it can be challenging at first, keeping body clocks in sync with external clocks is key to wellness for individuals with bipolar disorder. SRT helps you keep your body clock running smoothly by teaching you to establish and maintain regular daily routines. What are rhythms? Rhythms are sounds, movements, or activities that follow strong, regular, and repeated patterns. Examples of rhythms include the bass line in a musical score, heartbeats, and iambic pentameter in poetry. We also find rhythms in nature, such as the rising and setting of the sun, seasonal changes in plants, and ocean tides. We talk about the rhythm of life, birth, childhood, adolescence, middle age, old age, death, because it follows a fixed pattern. Routines of daily living, such as childcare responsibilities or work schedules, are also examples of repeated patterns that figure prominently in many lives. Rhythms are predictable because they follow an expected sequence, and we know what will happen next because we know what happened previously. When you have bipolar disorder, however, your biology may make some of your personal rhythms fall out of synchrony with the rhythms in the world around you. The mismatch between your internal rhythms and those of the external world contribute to worse moods and mood episodes. By contrast, regular routines or social rhythms act as signposts for your body clock, helping it to know what to do or expect next. When you have bipolar disorder, you can modify your social rhythms to help your internal body clocks align with clocks in the outside world. That, in turn, will help improve your mood. What do body clocks have to do with bipolar disorder? When you have bipolar disorder, it's harder for your body clock to stay regular. It's much more sensitive to shifts in schedules, time zones, and routines. Abnormalities in the circadian system have been found in individuals with bipolar disorder, both during well and ill periods. These differences have been found using measurements of activity, actigraphy, sleep, polysomnography, and blood tests for hormones such as melatonin and cortisol. When your body clock gets off track, it's harder for it to get back on track. When your body clock is off track, you feel worse. Importantly, when you don't stick to regular daily routines, your body clock is easily confused, and your mood will worsen. Exercise 1.1, noticing rhythms. Rhythms can be found in nature and in our daily lives. Recognizing, and eventually reinforcing, naturally occurring rhythms in your life can help to stabilize your body clock. The more regular your daily rhythms, the more regular your body clocks. The more regular your body clocks, the more regular your moods. What kind of rhythms or routines do you notice in your environment? Write examples of familiar rhythms. An example for each type of rhythm is provided to get you started. I notice these rhythms in nature. Tides at the shoreline, low tide in the morning and night, and high tide midday. I notice these rhythms in my own life. Picking my kids up at the bus stop at 3:15 p.m. What are circadian rhythms? Circadian rhythms are physiologic rhythms that run on an approximately 24-hour cycle. The word circadian comes from two words, circa, which means around or approximately, and dies, meaning day. This term was coined by Franz Hallberg in the 1950s to describe bodily functions that fluctuate predictably over the course of a 24-hour period. Examples of circadian rhythms in humans include the sleep-wake cycle, digestion patterns, and body temperature. All living creatures, including plants, have circadian rhythms. These rhythms have evolved over time to help life forms exist more harmoniously with their environment. Plants, for example, are less active during the night when sunlight is absent, and more active during the day when sunlight is plentiful. Leaves and petals unfurl during the day to facilitate photosynthesis and interact with pollinators, but then retract as night falls. Circadian rhythms run on an approximately 24-hour cycle. The word approximately is used to describe circadian rhythms, i.e., they run on approximately 24-hour cycles. In fact, normal human circadian rhythms are somewhat longer than 24 hours. Although all animals, and plants, have internal clocks that keep circadian rhythms on a 24-hour-plus cycle, biologic clocks drift without additional input from the outside environment. To keep circadian timing in sync with the 24-hour light-dark cycle, the circadian system uses feedback from external sources to constantly reset itself. This is helpful because the external environment is constantly changing. For example, longer days in the summer and shorter days in the winter. The interplay between the internal and external rhythms allows your body to stay harmonized with your environment. Information about when you are in the 24-hour cycle comes from many external factors, including the angle of the sun relative to the horizon, the amount of light or dark in your environment, timing of exercise, whether you're upright or horizontal, and meals. Without this feedback, circadian rhythms would gradually drift forward in time, shifting by as much as an hour per week. Circadian rhythms across the day. Circadian rhythms vary somewhat from person to person, with more variability in those with bipolar disorder. Factors such as age and having bipolar disorder affect the timing of your circadian rhythms. Typically, individuals with bipolar disorder have later or delayed circadian rhythms compared to non-affected adults. Adolescents have later or more delayed circadian rhythms compared to young children. Consider an example of circadian rhythms in an average adult human. Typically, melatonin levels, the sleep hormone, start to rise around 9 p.m., preparing our brains for sleep. As we fall asleep around 11 p.m., bodily functions, such as appetite and bowel movements, are suppressed. Body temperature and blood pressure decrease throughout the night. As morning approaches, melatonin levels drop. Concurrently, cortisol levels, an activating hormone, body temperature, and blood pressure rise, which in turn prepare the body for waking. During the early morning hours, bowel movements and hunger, which had been suppressed overnight, become more likely. Concentration and alertness, low during the night, are highest in the morning. Reaction times and gross motor function peak in the late afternoon, probably because our ancestors needed optimal muscle functioning at that time of day to catch prey. Although you may not have spent much time thinking about your circadian rhythms, you probably have noticed at least some of them. When you wake up, you may notice that you're hungry and have the urge to move your bowels or urinate. This is because digestion and elimination systems shut down at night so that your body can rest more easily. When you wake up, your digestive tract and elimination systems come back to life. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you may feel cold and want an extra blanket. This is because body temperature is lowest during sleep, which helps conserve energy. You get a better workout at 5 p.m. than at 8 a.m. This is because overall physical fitness increases in the late afternoon and early evening, which is when our ancestors would have been out hunting game. Exercise 1.2. Janelle's circadian rhythms. Janelle uses SRT to stabilize her body clock. She is very aware of the effects of circadian rhythms on her body and behavior. Janelle describes her daily rhythms. Note examples of actions that Janelle takes to stabilize her circadian rhythms, and note examples that show the effects of circadian rhythms on Janelle. I always set my alarm for 8 a.m., even on the weekends. I used to be groggy at 8 a.m., as if I were still asleep. I felt a strong urge to go back to sleep. But now that I'm sticking to a regular wake-up time, I feel refreshed when my alarm goes off, as if my body clock realizes that it's time to be alert. I know that I'll have to use the restroom as soon as I wake up, which seems to be part of what happens when my body starts its day. I try to eat at least a small meal before leaving for work at 9 a.m. I don't really love eating breakfast, but having something in my stomach helps me to feel more alert and have more energy in the mornings. It's been easier for me to focus and concentrate at work since I've been on this new schedule. I always have a dip in energy, however, after lunch. I often feel like I want to take a nap around 2 p.m., but I don't nap at work. I'm naturally a night owl. Evenings are when I'm most energetic. I exercise right after work, usually around 6 p.m., to burn off some of that energy. I try not to exercise too late in the evening so that it doesn't keep me awake. By 7 p.m., I'm always hungry. I make sure I eat dinner before 8 p.m., so I'm not too full when bedtime approaches. Because it's sometimes hard for me to fall asleep by midnight, I start winding down for bed at 11 p.m. To get ready for sleep, I take a warm shower, turn off my screens, and read a book. If I follow my wind-down routine, I can usually fall asleep without too much difficulty. Where is my body clock located? Body clocks are biologic pacemakers, or internal clocks that keep physiology running on a 24-hour schedule. They comprise complex sets of genes and proteins that control many bodily functions. The main body clock is in a part of the brain known as the suprachiasmatic nucleus, or SCN. Cells in the SCN fire on an approximately 24-hour cycle, producing many of the observed circadian rhythms in humans. The SCN is called the master clock and serves as the reset button and monitoring hub for the circadian system. The SCN is ideally situated to ensure that circadian rhythms generated by this pacemaker also respond to environmental cues. The SCN is found in the front part of your brain, close to your eyes. Specialized nerve pathways convey information about light and dark from your eyes directly to the SCN. Thus, the SCN can respond to changing environmental light conditions based on input received through your eyes. It's an elegant system. The body clock keeps its own time, but it can shift as needed when modified by external signals. In addition to the SCN, there are body clocks located in virtually every organ of the body. Body clocks in the liver and stomach affect digestion, while clocks in blood vessels work with clocks in the heart to manage blood pressure. These ancillary body clocks are in constant communication with the master clock, allowing synchronization of circadian rhythms throughout the body. When it's time to sleep, the SCN tells the hypothalamus to secrete melatonin, the sleep hormone again, which in turn tells the other body clocks to regulate functions to accommodate sleep. Information from peripheral, i.e., not located in the brain, body clocks, is relayed back to the SCN. When you eat breakfast in the morning, the body clocks in your digestive tract send messages to the SCN, effectively saying, Our human is awake. It's eating food. The reciprocal inputs to and from.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?